It's that time. Alex.
Why would we not start with Josh Gordon? To Josh Gordon, I ask.
What are you doing?
To stop smoking weed, man. Look, I'm on your side here. I think the NFL and the country as a whole shouldn't ban marijuana. And I think you should be free to smoke it if you want. And technically you are, but not if you want to continue to be employed by the NFL. Because while it's legal in many states, it's still not legal federally or in the league, which is the place you work and has told you you're not allowed to smoke it. So stop smoking it. Look, if you want to work another job, heck, come work in radio. They don't test here. Then by all means, keep smoking weed and living your life the way you want to live it. But part of being an NFL player in the collectively bargained contracts you sign is that you have to live your lives up to certain code. Don't hit women, don't underinflate footballs, and don't smoke weed. Those are basically the only three rules at this point. It isn't too much to ask to not do those things if you want to continue being a millionaire. Also, I feel like not living with Johnny Manziel should be added to that list too. So to Josh Gordon, I ask.
What are you doing?
And in that vein, to Johnny Manziel, I ask.
What are you doing?
New nickname time. Obviously, Johnny Football is out. Johnny Nightclub or Johnny TMZ is back. Really going to tell us I'm serious about ball and then film drunk for a fifth or sixth straight night outside the same L.A. club. At least try a different one. It's L.A. Then you make up a story about rooming with Von Miller like a championship team is even going to allow you to be mentioned in a phone call. Maybe he doesn't have all the issues those in his corner are claiming. Maybe he's just an arrogant, spoiled, entitled, selfish moron who's got no sense of reality or consequences. Dude is making it really hard to see another side. Hey, we've seen teams take risks on really good players, not those with two wins in two seasons, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Who should be called out more for living with whom? Johnny Manziel for living with Josh Gordon or Josh Gordon for living with Johnny Manziel?
Whoever allowed him to sign the lease.
Yeah, don't let it happen. To MLW Air, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's a pretty bad one. So the Oakland A's were flying high the other day, not Josh Gordon high. They were high on life after a walk-off win over the Mariners in 10 innings that clinched a series sweep. And they were going to get to go home afterwards, too. So win-win, all to the good. But then they go to get on the plane to take them home, quickly see something to take the wind out of their sails. For you see, the charter plane they use through a company called MLW Air had the San Francisco Giants logo on it. Kind of understandable if you're a national airline like United or whatever heading to the Bay Area. Sometimes that happens. But not if you're a charter flight that the team pays for to specifically fly them home. I know Billy Bean likes to save pennies, but using a Giants charter plane for the A's is kind of bad. Remember in Major League when the owner Rachel Phelps basically almost killed the team by putting them in that rickety plane that could barely fly? At least their plane had the correct logo on it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Bruce Arians, I ask.
What are you doing?
I know I get a little bit of a broken record feel to me sometimes, but as the 50-something guy in the room, I've got to counter the, in my day, and you ain't getting your wiffle ball back, curmudgeon.
She caught a boy.
Neanderthal turds. And in this case, he says, it's the moms who are not letting their sons play football because, as you know, in America, women have all the power and all the equality, and no way in places like Western Pennsylvania or Texas or Florida is there a guy saying, I played, my dad played, his dad play, we play football. And certainly there are no dads or uncles or grandpas making the decision not to play. And of course, we know Arians is objective as an NFL football coach, as we ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, nobody taking into account the fact that kids are smart enough to not play football anymore either. A lot of kids look at all of that information and say, hey, I don't want to do that, so I'm going to do something else.
Soccer time.
I'll
be running today.
Yep. To Pete Rose, I ask.
What are you doing?
This could be a laundry list of things to call out Pete Rose for. Specifically, though, a story surfaced this week of a ball that Pete Rose signed that said something pretty insane. If you don't know, Pete Rose charges for autographs, but included in your payment of said autograph is a personalized message, and your message can say anything you want, and he will write it no matter what. Case in point, this week when a ball surfaced on Reddit that said, and I quote, "I'm sorry I shot JFK."
Wow.
Too soon.
Let that sink in. According to another Reddit user, Pete will just sit in Caesar's Palace Sports Collectible Shop and sign anything for $125. Apparently, there was a joke on How I Met Your Mother where someone got Pete to sign the same ball three times. Then somebody actually went out and did that in real life. There's a shop in Cooperstown, apparently, where you can buy one that says, "Sorry, I bet on games" on it. Just Pete Rose being Pete Rose, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Do they have a red light over where he's sitting? Because it's the same thing. I would pay $125 for a Pete Rose autograph if I then could march off 66 and hit him right in the head with it. To Elkhorn Area High of Wisconsin, I ask.
What are you doing?
Not sure you heard about this charming thing. There's a women's high school soccer game taking place, and a group of their fans started chanting at the black and Hispanic players on the Beloit Memorial team, "Donald Trump, build that wall." It got so bad, the kids walked off the field, many of them in tears, and I want you to talk about my new theory, trickle-down scumbag. Young people in a position of authority on a national stage pass along this kind of poison, and this is what happens. Towards teenaged high school girls, real macho, real tough guys. And by the way, the future men and husbands and dads and decision makers. Sleep well, America, as we ask.
What are you doing?